You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson.
It's supposed to be 100 degrees and 100% sand in your mouth.
Look at the cheapest price.
So expensive.
Yeah, but I don't want to miss out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
It is now officially summer, which means it's also officially the season of road trips and backyard barbecues and music festivals.
That's all porta potties right there.
The smell situation, the small talk situation.
How many festivals are we going to go to? That's never going to end.
That sounds terrible. It's uncivilized.
But in this hour, we're going to be presenting our own Studio 360 Summer 2016 Music Festival, completely porta potty free. And to start us off, the band Haim, which consists of three sisters, Danielle, Esty, and Alana, who have been at this music thing since they were in grade school. For about a decade, they were in a cover band with their parents. After that, they made a brief foray into teen pop records. And then, when they were barely adults, they decided that big arena rock might be the way for them to go, and turns out they were right.
When I tried to keep myself together after all the opportunities, I tried to stay true to you and try to do what you wanted from me. And I gave it up away just to hear you say that I know that you're gonna be okay anyway.
In 2013, just as their first album, Days Are Gone, was coming out, they came in here to play just for us.
Haim, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi.
So when you were children, as I said, you played in a band with your parents, playing covers at church functions and street fairs and stuff. And this band was called Rockenheim?
Yep. No G.
Did your parents' musical tastes rub off on you? Did they, I mean, given that you were doing this together?
Well, they were kind of the captain and the skipper of the band, to be honest. They, you know, it was songs that they grew up listening to that they wanted to play. I mean, I think when I was 13 or 14, I brought like a TLC song to the table. And that was, you know, the kibosh was put on that one.
What's the hip-hop?
You know, it was the songs that we listened to, you know. Yeah. But for that band, it was like, you know, we played songs that, you know, my mom and dad grew up listening to. So my dad really loves funk music and Latin music. And so it was a lot of, like, Earth, Wind & Fire and Santana. And then on my mom's side, she was really into, like, Joni Mitchell and Tina Turner. So we did.
Bonnie Raitt.
And Bonnie Raitt. So
they were people of their generation.
Exactly.
And is it true your mother was actually on both Let's Make a Deal and The Gong Show?
Oh, yes. You've done your homework.
My mom and dad were on Let's Make a Deal. They went
really?
as a married
bride and
couple because they needed money to go on their honeymoon.
Yeah, it's like a reality show about Southern California. So it seems like, reading about you and your fascinating backstory, your Partridge Family backstory, it seems like this has been the plan from day one. Is the rock star dream as billed? Is it as good as you imagined?
I think we're just having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think that we've been able to see the world together and have a lot of fun together, and I think that's pretty much just been the best part. We kind of, almost as an accident, started writing songs together, which we'd never done before. We'd written songs on our own, and I think just kind of as a challenge to ourselves, we tried to write a song together, and, you know, we did, and we had so much fun doing it that we just kept doing it, and we did that for about 5 years, playing, you know, opening for all of our friends.
It seems to me, being in a band with one's siblings, that must make it lots easier.
It does make it easier. It makes songwriting also very easy.
Because of all the shorthand that exists after 20
Basically,
years?
Basically, I mean, there's definitely a weird sisterly ESP that we have.
Sometimes we finish each other's sandwiches.
Weird.
Can you play a song and then we can talk some more?
We can't play music. We don't know how.
What are you going to play? Which of your songs are you going to play?
I think we're going to play a song called Forever.
You to know that, hey, you can't you make this
chair to make it right. But take it to yourself and said no. I'm tired of fighting the good fight. If you say the word, then I'll say goodbye. But forever I see you and me. Forever I'll cheer for you. And I never believed in their insides. Just another good reason to get right. I don't want to turn around. So come on, baby. Come on and try to let it out. Let it go. We're still the same. So come on, baby. Trigger the sound. Let's figure it out. Let's get back to where we started out. Hey, hey, you. Can't you make the same? I know. But you ain't the one to play the game. You say the word, then I'll say goodbye. Forever I'll see you and me. Forever I'll cheer for you and me. No, I never believe in their insights. Just stand up the good things that you get right.
That was Forever by Haim, Danielle and Alana, and S.D. Haim on guitars and keyboard and bass, and Dash Hutton on drums. You have opened for some very big bands like Mumford & Sons and Rihanna. What is it like being this sort of different genre opener for these big stars?
Everyone's been really nice. I mean, it's... You would think that it'd be kind of confusing, but we've never been around a crowd that didn't show us love, which is really nice. I think a lot of people now are thirsty for something new and want to hear different things.
I also don't really think genres really are a thing anymore. I think that, you know, every band is kind of drawing from different aspects of music, and I think that's what makes music exciting now.
When people write about you guys and your music, they always talk about, oh, it's... all their music is this homage to 70s pop. But as I listen to this record, which I very much like, it seems equally influenced by contemporary R&B, hip-hoppy bits. Might you eventually lean more on the kind of R&B hip-hop influences than this 70s, 80s thing that every article about you mentioned?
I mean, I think that we're equally... we just listen to everything. We don't kind of discriminate again. I mean, we just... you know, growing up, we listened to Top 40 and oldie stations, and we just grew up listening to the radio, honestly. And in L.A., there's a lot of variety, you know, really good West Coast hip-hop and all the different kind of music has somehow crept into our minds, and we kind of regurgitated.
Yeah.
It is like you were created in a lab.
Yeah.
Here you are, and as our listeners can see, you're funny, your music is danceable and up-tempo. Most, if not all, of your lyrics are about heartbreak and loss and the melancholy passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come?
I think it's more just about, you know, we write songs from our own experience, but we also write songs about our friends' experiences, and they're not all necessarily autobiographical. So we really love walking down memory lane and reminiscing about things. We really enjoy doing that.
I mean, are the boy problems multiplying? Because now, I mean, you know, you can probably get anybody.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow. What are you saying over there? No. We're too busy for anything.
We work hard, but we play equally as hard. So we're having a good time on the road,
and,
too.
And for instance, I read, Esty, on the road in the United Kingdom, you gave your number to a kid, a boy in the audience.
I did. Yeah. I really wanted this picture that he took. And I didn't realize at the time, I knew it was being videotaped, but I didn't know that it was going to be able to be replayed.
With your actual phone number.
With my actual phone number. And the thing is, the sad part about that story is that he never texted me. But the good part of the story is now I get texts and phone calls from people all around the world, and I get to talk to people.
That's a good thing?
It's amazing. I love it. You know, when we get to each city, we have people that we can hang out with and can tell us where to go eat and, you know, all the good stuff to do in each respective city.
No wonder you're upbeat. You upbeatness comes to those who are upbeat. Thank you so much for being here. And aren't you happy that I did not mention Stevie Nicks in the course of this entire conversation?
Look at you.
I'm proud of myself.
I'm very proud of you.
Haim, I love you, and thank you for coming in. Will you play?
I love you more.
I love you, too.
Sure. Can you play one more song before you go?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we're going to actually do a cover.
A Fleetwood Mac cover.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac cover. But pre-Stevie, pre-Lindsay, Peter Green era, bluesy vibes. Are you ready?
About the shape I'm in, I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you, I might not give the answer that you want me to. When I talk to God, I know he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to.
We'll be right back.
That's Haim playing a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Oh Well. Their second album is imminent, and in the meantime, you can catch them on the road this summer. If big-time music festivals are your thing, you can see them at Lollapalooza. Coming up, parents are almost by definition embarrassing nags, but when it's radio DJs they're nagging, that's excellent.
She would just call every, you know, radio station.
To try to be the 194th caller and win the tickets?
Yeah, they knew her by name. They saw her on the caller ID and they said, oh, she just keeps calling, just let them have the tickets.
How her mom's persistence shaped Basha Bulat's musical education. That's next in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. This is Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. The Canadian singer-songwriter Basha Bulat's career was going pretty great. She'd signed with a big-deal indie label, released three albums of her folksy music, and made the shortlist for the Polaris Prize, which is the big Canadian music award.
The heart of my own, burn it down alone. The light in your verse and the shadow between.
So everything was tickety-boo with her music career. But then, not so long ago, Basha went through a rough breakup. However, she did the opposite of the stereotypical, no paralysis, no wallowing. Instead, she wrote a bunch of songs, hopped in the car, and drove a few hundred miles due south from Toronto to Louisville, Kentucky, to record a new album. And the resulting music sounded totally different than what she'd done before.
You're not ready for the life to give. No, you don't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in? No, you can't let me, never gonna let me in. Are you ever gonna let me in?
The new album, which came out earlier this year, is a bona fide pop record. It's called Good Advice. I love it very much. And Basha Bulat is here to play and to talk. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, do you consider this a pop record?
I do. Some people think of that word as a negative term, but I don't really see it that way. I love all kinds of different kinds of pop music.
Yeah, and it's not like made by Swedish automatons. It's a particular kind of good pop.
Yeah, I think sometimes when as you said, it's a record that I wrote when I was going through a tough time, and sometimes you just want to get down to basics to get through those times.
And so you had these songs. Did the material, as you wrote the songs, want to be poppier, or did you just decide, I've done these three other things, I'm going to switch it up?
I think in a greater scheme of things, I wanted to try and reflect the full spectrum of emotion, because for all the sadness or fear that you have in those big changes, you also have happy memories and joy and love. So I knew I wanted that, but I didn't want to stay tied necessarily. I wanted to make something that felt new.
And you had Jim James from the band My Morning Jacket produce the record. How did that collaboration come to be?
I'd known Jim for a few years, and something we had talked about over that time was how much it's important to keep doing something different and not repeat yourself.
Uh-huh.
And so I knew that he would be a good person to help me and encourage me in that way. And kind of one of the great things about Jim as a producer is that he is able to steer the spaceship, but you decide the planet that you're going to go to.
Nicely put.
Yeah.
Will you play a song?
Yeah.
And who are you playing with?
I am playing with Miss Lacey Guthrie, singing vocals on this song, Mr. Ben Whiteley on the bass and vocals, and Mr. Dave Given on drums.
And this is going to be?
This next song is called Fool.
Great.
I'm still young.
That was Basha Bulat and her band playing Fool off the new album Good Advice. I can see that being a gigantic hit song.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully, it might be. Hopefully. Never know.
The songs on your last album, Tall, Tall Shadow, were about awful things, the death of somebody close to you. And the music sounded darkish, unlike what we just heard. But the lyrics were all pretty hopeful. On this album, the music is brisk and upbeat and driving and poppy. But the lyrics are not so much. Is that tension between lyric and music, you know, an MO for you?
Yeah. There's a quote that I love all the time. I bring it up all the time. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked.
Yeah.
I just love that phrase so much because it's always there. Both are always there.
Yeah. Your parents emigrated to North America from Poland, and it sounds like your mother was almost raising you to be who you became. She's a piano teacher, right?
Yeah, she was.
So she's a piano teacher, introduced you to classical music, played music all the time. And then what's this story about, like, in order to get free tickets for you and your brother to go to a rock concert, she would just, like, be a stalker of pop music contests?
Well, yeah. My mom was kind of taking care of my brother and I on her own, and so she was working a lot to make that happen, and she would just call every, you know, radio station.
To try to be the 194th caller and win,
exactly.
Win the tickets?
Yeah, yeah. They knew her by name. They saw her on the caller ID, and they said, oh, we'll just... She just keeps calling. Just let them have the tickets.
Really? So it worked?
Yeah. I mean, it was such an amazing... I mean, that's why she came to Canada. It was because she wanted us to be able to do all the things that she wouldn't have been able to do at the time in communist Poland when she was our age, you know.
And what are some of the acts you saw?
This may surprise you, the bands that I was really into.
I relish surprise.
Radiohead was one of the big ones. Foo Fighters, a band called Air from France that I loved. Beck. I saw Beck a few times.
None of those surprised me.
Well, that's good.
I don't know Air, but otherwise they don't surprise me.
I think we even saw Blink-182 with Bad Religion or something. Yeah.
Okay, now we're getting to the neighborhood of surprise.
That's more my brother's realm.
Yeah. I also have read that you are working on a record in Polish.
I am. I've got a few projects on the go. That one has been going on forever, but
what's the idea? Just write songs and then translate them into Polish, or like play your versions of old-fashioned Polish folk songs, or what?
It was more writing in Polish and really kind of, as the first generation Canadian, you're from one place, but also you have such deep roots in another place, and when you go back to that place, you don't necessarily belong in that place
either. Of course.
So it's an interesting. You're kind of a hyphen.
Do you speak Polish?
Very poorly.
But good enough to write some songs?
Yeah, that's the beauty of the recording studio. You can do as many takes as you want until it's right.
Well, good. Basha Bulat, it has been a complete pleasure to listen to this album, to talk to you. Thanks. And will you play us out with another song?
Yeah, thank you for having me. This song's called Infamous.
Great. We could be out, out of touch. We could That's Basha Bulat playing Infamous off her new record, Good Advice. You can hear that song in full, as well as a bonus track from Basha at studio360.org. And you can see her in person later this summer at the Newport Jazz Festival and Austin City Limits, among other places. Still ahead, he's very young and has just one record, but Shamir Bailey has already run a musical gamut from country to folk to rap to electronic.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care. I just wanted to play what I love.
Shamir plays what he loves live right here in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. I'm Kurt Anderson, and you are listening to Studio 360. Just a couple of years ago, Shamir Bailey was an 18-year-old just out of high school making music in his bedroom in his parents' house in Las Vegas. Since then, he's been the it boy of South by Southwest, had his face on a Times Square billboard, and had one of his songs in an ad for Google's smartwatch. And the buzz continues. Like Adele and Madonna, he goes by his first name alone, Shamir. He borrows freely across genres from country to rap to disco. What ties it all together is his giddy energy and his totally one-of-a-kind voice.
We're just shells that earth dwell, but our souls flow new.
Shamir came to Studio 360 last summer, right after his first record, Ratchet, had come out.
Hi.
Hello. So, I read that you got a guitar and started playing music at age 9. Did you make a decision early on after that that, oh, this is what I want to do, sing and play?
Pretty much, yeah.
What, by 10?
Exactly.
Really?
So it was I feel like I wasn't like actually like really writing like decent songs till like 12.
So that people can learn what we're talking about, will you play a song?
Yeah.
Or what will it be, the first one?
The first one is called Demon.
Great.
Took me over to the dark side. The thrill was good. Together we stood like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde. We'll stay and run. Forget the bad things we done. We will fit for survival. No books but the Bible. Hold out with a gun. Turning back, yeah, you have me completely. Rich to new, together we flew. Yeah, you're the trap that captured me. And I don't wanna go, don't let my mama know that I'm a ride or die, and it feels so right. And I've gone and sold my soul. Baby, all the beasts that made me fall from grace.
was Shamir playing the song Demon from his new album Ratchet, with Davion Canada on drums, Tiffany Payne on backing vocals, and Danielle McGinley on keyboards and vocals. So you learn to play the guitar at 9 or 10. You perform at a talent show. Then at some point, did you just start playing gigs, or did it stay in your bedroom?
No, then I started, like, this is like when I was like trying to do like more like acoustic folk, like country stuff. And I went to like a few honky tonks, did a few country competitions, and
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Southern Nevada honky tonk country competitions.
Actually,
you must have stood out.
Exactly. It's very off-putting for a lot of people.
Was it interesting for you as a 15 or 16 year old doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't care. I just wanted to play what I love.
Yeah. And I assume that when you were going to high school in North Las Vegas, you were not like most other kids. Did you find a crowd to hang out with, like the music geeks or the literary people or the theater kids?
Yeah, that was my problem. I couldn't find a crowd. I talked to like the same maybe like three people every day, and like if somehow all three of those people weren't like there at school, I would like sit by myself. But in a weird way, everyone still knew of me because I stuck out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, yeah. But they didn't give you, I mean, the horrible version of that would, and they bullied me, and they put me in the locker, and they beat me up. None of that stuff?
No, people kind of expect that. You know, now that I think back, you know, I was like, I don't know why I didn't get bullied, but I didn't.
Yeah? Maybe Las Vegas is just a paragon of progressivism in America, and it's all about...
I think people don't give it its credit.
Yeah. I've always defended Las Vegas. You tweeted not long ago, quote, to those who keep asking, I have no gender, no sexuality. Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I am a type of person that pretty much my whole life I'd never felt like tethered to one gender as far as like gender roles.
Right.
You know,
like, but it's not as though you have no sexuality. It's that you're saying you have no specific fixed one.
Exactly.
Oh.
I'm more attracted to someone's personality.
And your parents were cool with this unorthodox child of theirs?
My mom's a Wiccan, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And do you accept her Wiccanness?
Sometimes it's hard for me.
Yeah, I can imagine. Was there music that helped you figure out it was okay to be me and all that stuff? Or was this all just an internal mental thing?
I feel like it was something that's always, like, been instilled in me.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, at an early age, just kind of, like, you know, going up to my mom and, like, telling her that, like, I don't believe in my religion anymore.
Which religion was that?
I was raised Muslim.
Uh-huh.
I was raised in a Nation of Islam.
Really?
Yeah.
And your mother's a Wiccan?
Yeah.
Like a TV show.
It was like one of those things where, like, once I came out, like, at an early age and was like, I don't feel comfortable with this. And
yeah.
She kind of realized that it was kind of, you know, forced upon her by her mom and kind of start to find herself. So I think it was always something, like, it stole me at an early age, but music definitely was, like, a medium to kind of, like, help me kind of, like, do something new, knowing that without all these boundaries.
Right. Will you guys play another song?
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
It's called In for the Kill.
Uh-oh.
Love.
That was Shamir performing In For The Kill from his new album, Ratchet. The people who run the James Bond franchise should have you sing a James Bond theme.
I'm down.
Okay, good. That's settled. You still live in North Las Vegas?
Yeah, when I have like a big chunk amount of time off, I'm usually in Vegas.
I assume it's somewhere near that weird edge of Las Vegas where it always strikes me as though I'm on Mars or Venus and the city just stops and then you're in the desert.
Exactly. Like where, like the high school that I went to,
uh-huh.
You can't go any more north than that. Like,
that's just it.
It's just a freeway and then mountains.
So I know you have this super cool record label, XL, who have been this super cool record label for years and years and years.
Uber cool.
Exactly. You signed up to be an intern there even after you'd signed a recording deal with them?
Well, I always wanted to intern at a label, and I got signed. I had to move out here to record the album for 3 months, and I just like needed something to do while I wasn't in the studio. So I was like, can I intern here? I'm like, they can't say no, right? Like, and they didn't. So I actually interned under my publicist.
Your life is really, they should make the movie tomorrow. All the scenes in the biopic, or at least in the first act, are here.
Who will play me?
Who should play you?
Zoe Kravitz.
Willow Smith?
Willow Smith can definitely do it.
There you go. Okay, we got two names. And before I let you go entirely, will you play us out with another song?
Yeah.
And what will this one be?
It's a song that's on the commercial, as you mentioned. It's called On the Regular.
On the Regular?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Hi, hi, howdy, howdy, hi, hi. Where everyone is minus, you can call me Multiply. Just so you know, yes, yes, I'm that guy. You could get 5 fingers and I'm not waving high. Yes, I'm never ending. You can call me Pi. But really, how long till the world realize? Yep, yep, I'm the best, what you heard. Anything less is
obviously absurd.
Haters to the bird, more like the eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on a regular, so you know. I come with the tick, with the blow, with the boom. And if you're in my way, there's nothing but doom. Ain't got no time for you ratchet-ass goons. Just settle down, listen to my tunes. Ever since I was 8, I was attached to the mic. Wanted a guitar before I wanted a bike. Had an Epiphone, like a Fisher Price. Never seen the sun, cause I'm up all night. Really, really? Really, really? You wanna talk? But you know that I am illy. Illy to the fullest, you can call me cancer. No multiple choice, cause I'm the only answer. Ain't got no wallet, only used for bands. Know my chicken's ratchet, cause the bands will make a dance. Wanna get at me? You don't stand a chance. And if you wanna, yes, you can get these pants. Haters shoot the bird, more like the eagle. This is my movie, stay tuned for the sequel. Seems so wrong, seems so illegal. Got this in the back like a foul ball free throw. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. On the regular, so you know. 5'10", about a buck 20. Skinny as a rock, but still won't quit me. Why is that? You think I was 50, but I take it 50 if you take this lift. See, yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. Try me, I'm not a free sample. Step to me and you'll be and all. See, that's my crown on the mantle. And if you try to touch it, yes, there'll be scandal. Don't try me, I'm not a free sample. Step to me and you'll be and all. See, that's my crown on the mantle. And if you try to touch it, yes, there will be scandal. This is the end, but you're really feeling it. Here's one more verse, cause I ain't no CG. Ain't got much to say, cause it's not my piece. Yeah, my words are blunt, and I ain't fucking weed. Ooh, yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know. Yep, yep, you know that I go. This is me on the regular, so you know. This is me on the regular, so you know.
That is Shamir with On the Regular. You can watch a video of him performing live in the studio here at studio360.org. And you can see him in person at the Pitchfork Festival in Chicago next month. And that's it for Studio 360's Summer 2016 Music Festival. Time to end this party.
Oh, gosh. Wow. What are you saying over there?
Don't worry. We'll be back with a new show next week. And in the meantime, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at KB Anderson with an E-N. And the show is at Studio 360 Show. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and maybe leave us a review there. Also, I know this is getting needy. You could like the show on Facebook.
We're too busy for anything.
Studio 360 is a co-production of WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our team includes
Jenny Lawton,
Andrew Adam Newman,
Louis Mitchell, Matt Frasica,
Julia Lowry Henderson,
Krista Ripple,
Tommy Bizarria,
Kate Essig,
Josh Rogerson,
and I'm Kurt Anderson. Thank you very much for listening.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Next time in Studio 360.
I feel like I'm the worst band member. I like things the way that I like them.
The singer-songwriter Margaret Glaspie admits that she runs her band with an iron fist.
I won't say that I'm not a team player, but...
Right. As long as you run the team.
As long as I'm running the team, it's fine.
Margaret Glaspie performs live next time in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC.